Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Sans Pants Radio. Do the roar.
Welcome to episode 5 of The Plumbing Boys Play / Ruin Dead in Fae. Previously.
Surely we hit it enough times with quotation marks damage that it just takes,
Sure.
You can't cut off the head of a vampire, even if it's still alive, put the head in the backpack. You know what I mean?
You go past Zanet. Yeah. Around Adam, stand next to your dying friend, Joel Dusha, and then you push the vampire spawn.
He falls on Joel Dusha, killing him.
A person steps into the hallway here. What is going on? The vampire spawn freezes mid-attack.
Can I have a look?
You can if you want, he says.
I want to cautiously, peer up.
All right, as you approach, you need to make a wisdom saving throw.
Oh, no! Oh, I'm dumb.
Oh, Samet.
Good luck, mule.
As you turn around, you think to yourself, what if I stepped into the pit instead?
Oh, no!
Jackson climbs into the pit.
Tumble in.
Samet, when you look at her, she gives you a strange quizzical look like she knows who you are.
What, you've never seen a naked tabaxi? Oh, you have seen naked tabaxi.
You've never seen a naked tabaxi. You've started his life as a mule before, lady. Yeah.
I'll put on my pants, finally, and my armor.
What a successful run this has been so far.
Yeah, I know.
Having defeated the Vrock, you are in quite a state.
Anyway.
Should we have a big rest?
Yeah. No. Can we have a sleep? Do you guys have beds or something?
I'm tired while I was walking.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll have a sleep.
I can no longer be a bear, and that upsets me.
We'll have a nap.
Anyway, can we have these...
Hang on, everyone shut up for a second.
Okay.
As the commoners try to leave after you, the vampire spawn slashes at the commoner's head, killing it immediately.
Hey.
The woman who looked at you, Zamet, says, mouths up at you, help us.
Hey, because we defeated the Vrock and you clearly don't give a shit about them, you just kill them. Can we use them as our cannon fodder?
The vampire considers you. What is your vision?
Bad.
Yeah, you are not charismatic. We need Adam to do the talking for us.
The vampire spawn shakes his head. No, I do not care for this.
Teehee, well, thank you for helping.
Adam says, go on. The vampire spawn looks at Adam, gives Adam a wiry smile and says, very well then, you can take them if you wish.
Yes!
Hey, we got friends.
A teehee.
I love friends.
The woman that you were speaking to, she introduces herself as Shalindra Flushin.
Hello, Shalindra.
I am Shalindra Flushin. Thank you for saving me.
Oh, don't know why.
Do you have a way out of here?
Not yet.
No,
we're going to go find a stone that's going to take us out of here. I'm their father.
I'm Jackson Little Boy Bailey, boy of only 6.
I am Joel.
I know that's not true.
Oh.
What are you saying?
I'm Joel Mule's Amit. You know the mule? You know the mule?
I've heard of you people.
Oh, shit.
You were at the Bloodgate, weren't you?
Maybe.
What's a Bloodgate?
People keep saying.
I was there as well. It's where I was captured. No, we literally fought side by side at one point.
Tee-hee-hee.
I remember.
Yeah.
What happened to you? She said.
Follow me.
Skip Merrily.
She seems genuinely panicked when she looks back at you, Zamet.
What is wrong with you? with you? I just don't remember the blood.
It's nice
I'm
to
so
see
sorry.
You again. Let's go to find this rock, the homestone.
Where are you going?
Do we, up.
Yeah, up. Do we genuinely remember
Where's
the blood?
Up?
North.
North.
Do we, you get to that port. All right. You get to that light.
Do we genuinely remember the...
Smacking
yeah.
off.
Do we actually... This yeah. blood gate, do we remember it?
I am making the character choice to say I do not. My headcanon is we are different people.
Oh, you're definitely the same people.
Well, yeah, we'll agree to tell. Disagree. Yeah.
I might have been on the outskirts of the blood gate. I was...
I wail on it with my lollipop.
It doesn't seem to give way.
Huh. Mm. Gosh, hey, and what even?
Hey,
the
Dad.
Vampire approaches from behind and says, do you need the stone to get through there as well?
We don't know.
We need to get through there to get how the stone,
you,
silly.
How do you get through there?
There are... I have a stone to get through that.
Okay, oh. Can you show us? Or do it for us?
Can we have it for a dance?
I begin dancing for it.
You can have it for a taste of fresh blood.
Okie doke.
Who's
I've already got a big blood hole.
No, wait. I'm just going to cast friends.
Okay, you cast friends, and then you try to...
Wrong clap. That's blister in the sun.
Yeah.
You know, friends.
As you attempt to influence the vampire's mind with magic and your words, you can tell that it's falling on deaf ears. The vampire is quite clearly hungry, and you think that your options right now are probably fight the vampire or feed the vampire.
Fine, I cast dispel magic at the wall.
Nothing happens.
Hey,
Oh no, I wasted.
Hey, floatsum?
I'm doing a Floshana? Little dance. Wait.
Rosanna, what's your name again?
Floaty. Wait, shut up!
Skull flush.
Hey, you can cast it as a high level spell if you want. You cast it as a third level. You can cast it as a fourth level. It becomes more powerful.
Cast it as a fourth level.
Nothing happens.
Hey,
that was your last fourth level spell. All right.
Oh, I know.
Flush him.
Shalendra Flushin.
Flushin. Hey, can I have a quick scan of our four new friends? That's not her.
Yeah.
Any of them looking real weak?
They're pretty weak, yeah.
Sun's pretty low?
Well, they're just regular commoners.
Oscar's like, hey, any of these, like, you know, a bit of a, you know, if we were to, do you have any preference?
She looks at you with genuine shock. You were the hero.
Be you little, be you big. Watch me dance my merry jig.
Heroes of Blood Gate.
I just don't think that's right, hon.
I just don't think you're thinking of us.
I just think
Joel Zaman, Joel Dusha, the two Joels, Jackson Bailey, and Adam Cannavale.
Yeah, those are our names.
My name's Little Boy Bailey.
He's my son.
People liked referring to you like that.
I do a cartwheel around.
Where did he get that outfit
Watch me
from?
Roll and tumble.
That child's outfit is bloodstained.
Yeah, it's my own blood.
He got bit by a vampire.
I don't think all of it is.
Well, no, we had to... Maybe you're thinking of like doppelgangers.
No, I'm definitely thinking.
Well, this
of
is
you.
Happening. I cast dispel magic at a third level spell again at the thing.
Give it up.
It should work.
Nothing happens.
Anyway,
you're being like the spell. I just got to do it a couple times. Loosen it the first time.
New friend commoners. I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 4.
What?
I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 4.
Why? What is happening?
I point to the person who asked the question. There you go, vamp.
All right.
Just that one.
Good.
The vampire moves forward and the man backs away. I'm not taking this one.
You can eat him.
The guy refuses.
Who does? The vampire? Or the,
no,
or
the man.
Oh, when the man.
Moves away, the vampire stops.
Oh. Okay,
well, do you intend to kill who you eat?
No.
Okay. I'll do my little jig around and then, like, land with one knee down and my neck wide open to him.
Ta-da! The vampire descends.
Oh, no.
What vampire do I want to use?
I'm used to it by now. This is the second time a vampire's faced it on me today. I don't mind.
Technically, it's like the third.
Yeah. Hey, Mr. Vampire, why are you feeding? How do you become a thrall of you?
Jackson, you take 5 points of piercing damage.
That's fine.
That's okay.
I'll be ready to heal you.
Then.
Am I going to become a vampire?
Well, that'd Lucky. Be cool.
A little boy forever.
Tee-hee.
Your wig slightly falls a little.
Then, Jackson, you take 11 points of necrotic damage. You are in saving throws, and your maximum has been reduced by 11 points. Your maximum hit points have been reduced by 29.
You said you weren't going to kill him.
He releases Jackson, who slumps to the ground, and the vampire looks up and says, I did not intend to, and wipes his mouth.
Now you got us there. All right, I'll do a cure wounds at a third level spell on old mate.
That was your last third level?
Sure was. And then, if I can, lesser restoration.
Jackson, you recover. It's still so weird to subtract. You recover 12 hit points. You're on 12 hit points.
As I like come awake, I'd like to do the Willy Wonka tumble.
I want to
on my knees.
I want to hold you because you're just full of beans and jittery. I'll cast lesser restoration.
I had the most wonderful dream.
Bet you did, boy. Bet you did. Lesser restoration.
Okay. What are you hoping to do with that?
I don't know. Help him out with his necrotic damage?
It probably won't, unfortunately. It won't cure that. I won't let you... I'll stop you from wasting the lesser restoration. It cures...
It'll stop someone from wasting spells.
Okay.
That's interesting.
Well, all right.
Isn't
then.
It one condition?
Fine.
Isn't it one condition?
You can end
it's not a condition.
At one disease or one condition. It's not a condition.
What did
it's
I do?
The condition can be blinded, deafened, paralyzed, or poisoned. You waste the lesser restoration, that's on Dusher.
Thanks, JD.
You're welcome.
A tee-hee-hee.
I cast dispel magic on the door one last time.
I don't know why this is working.
Surely this should work. Oh, wait, we got the stone.
The light flickers for a second, but then comes back.
Rats!
So close.
So close this time.
That was my last third level spell.
The vampire... Sorry?
Hey, Mr. Vampire, before we leave, do you have someone we could just nap for like a good 8 hours?
Nothing here.
There's nowhere to sleep, silly. I need a feather down bed for my head.
This is an actively patrolled facility. If you do that, people will come.
A tee-hee.
Is he going to use his stone to crack open this pillar of
light? No, he gives it to you. Hang on, let me look it up.
Put my mouth into a bear.
Oh, gee.
Are you curious to know anything about it, or do you just want me to show you to use it?
I mean, yes, please.
Yes.
Yes, please, to what?
Show me how it works, sir.
What is it?
He holds out a little stone in his hand. On the stone, there's like a single carved glyph. He waves the glyph. He brandishes the stone, glyph facing first, at the light, and the light slowly dies down. It will be like this for a couple of seconds, enough for a person or a couple of people to pass through.
What happens if a fella is to stand on the circle when it comes back?
You'd be crushed. Killed.
Okay.
I put out my hand for
he
the
gives
stone.
Gives you the
stone. No.
Into my top pocket.
I'll take it.
Whoop. A tee-hee,
and then I'll tumble forward.
All right.
I take it. Adam?
You can roll to take it.
I will roll to take it. I will take it.
Unfortunately, Jackson is quite nimble.
I'm slippery as a bar of soap.
You shit.
Jackson darts forwards into the next room.
I'm a cheeky soldier.
Oh, wait, if you don't... No, we all got through. That's all right.
Did we all get through?
Yeah, everyone gets through. It lasts for a little while.
I wish you... Oh, my God.
That's kind of why... little boy Jack. Can I...
As the last of you go through, though, it splutters back into life.
Hey, little boy Jack, can I have that stone?
A tee-hee, if you can catch me.
Why have you turned into an imp?
I'm going somewhere mentally.
I'm gonna get that stone.
The wood.
I just feel it's gonna be bad.
The wood paneled walls of this long hall are scorched. Cracks in the panels reveal bare stone. Three mystic circles have been scribed in the floor, each edged with rough runes.
Is any of these the stone we need?
Pick up each stone individually.
So it's all scorched.
I don't recall. Cracks in the panels revealed by a stone. As in, there's walls.
So, no.
That's the only time I said stone.
Is it all scorched?
Are any of the stones in the wall the home stone?
No, the walls are made of stone.
It's just bricks on the wall. Yeah.
Are any of these bricks?
Hey, little boy Jackson.
A-tee-hee.
Hey, can you go and check for some, you know, those little traps?
I'd like to lie down and roll on my side down the corridor.
Uh-huh.
Whee!
Do you go within the mystical circles?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
It's all floor, baby.
I think I'm just smart enough to know not to do anything, you know?
That's but good.
Dumb enough to like, be peer pressured.
It's good, Zamet. No matter how dumb you are in your character sheet, you always fall into like, what is everyone doing?
Someone has to.
There's a dungeon to be done. A-hee-hee-hee. I hope each of those circles just engulfs me in flame.
Well, the room's scorched.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. It's just like, ah.
And then I'll roll up the other side, cinder, and ta-da.
There's traps.
I'm rolling.
Let him play. Let the little boy play.
Let little boy play.
Let him have his fun.
You were heroes.
You still are.
I just don't think.
You're thinking of someone else.
I'm pretty sure.
I'm definitely thinking of you guys.
I don't think you are.
It's funny to think that someone stole, like, reverse stolen valor at us.
Yeah.
They used our names.
Just all right. As Jackson enters and rolls through the room, you see the lights or the runes begin to slowly, softly glow. Some magic is happening. All right, Jackson, you get to about the midpoint in the room.
Aha!
And the far circle flashes with light and with lightning. You see that if you'd been on that square, you would have been probably vaporized. What do you do?
Is it just continuous?
No, it stops. It dies down.
I keep rolling. I got to check everywhere.
So there's a... If you're in the middle... Okay.
How does everyone else move into the room?
I'm just going to wait, I reckon.
Yeah.
Let him get his little bugs out.
Yeah.
Jitter bugs.
Little boy Jackson, can you check the door?
A-tee-hee.
You think for a moment that maybe another one is going to light up and flash, but instead it's the same one. Jackson, you need to make a dexterity saving throw.
Okie doke.
That is
pass.
Yeah.
I'm little.
Whee!
Jackson miraculously rolls out of the circle at the last second.
Ta-da!
When it flashes. Jackson, you approach the door?
I skip merrily up to it.
Okay. Every now and then, a different one. You can't seem to notice a pattern, but every now and then, one of them will flash, and then a bright, scorching energy will bathe it. You do not like the look of it.
Can we move like so
around the circles?
Yeah, around the circles.
You can move safely around them, sure.
Okay.
Let's do that.
Not yet. Check the door, little boy Jack.
I do.
I move in. Like, no, don't worry about it. I'm like, oh yeah, okay, we just walk around the circles.
Okay.
I do not.
That's fair.
I do.
The doors are locked.
It's locked.
Can you pick the lock there?
Yes. Maybe.
Use the stone. I shrug.
I'll take the stone out of my top pocket and just slam it into the lock.
Nothing happens. You're not sure what you were expecting to happen.
Put it in back in my top pocket. I've got thieves' tools. I'll pick it.
Okay. You successfully pick the lock.
Hey.
Open the door.
Tee-hee.
Open the door. Go ahead.
Kick the door open and tumble in.
Backflip.
Like, before the adventure began, I had a whole bunch of red cordial, and only now it's kicked in.
Oh, stairs.
Someone gave me one coffee. I just lost my child mind. Oh, a lot going on in here.
The sweet scent of incense hangs in the hot air of this opulent chamber.
Smells stinky.
The walls are covered with silk tapestries in green and yellow, and the floors are spread with cushions. To the south, two sets of sliding double wooden doors are set in the walls. You turn around, and you can see that this room is inhabited by five people in total. One of them... Too dumb. God, you're stupid.
Yep.
Hey.
Dumb boy.
Be nice to me.
None of you know.
Mm-hmm.
A strange looking woman with wings and a tail. You also see that there are four just regular looking human beings, if at least probably soldiers. They're armed and armored. You'd reckon something in the back of all of your minds flickers into life. And into each of your minds, you hear the word Thayan warriors. You don't know how or why you know that.
What are you saying to me? Who would like to see my dance?
Well, hello, I'm but a simple mule. We're just passing by.
A tee hee hee.
I am a dad. These are my three sons. These are my son's friends. We're looking for a good place to have a sleepover. Also, the Homestone. Have you seen it? I expect a response to every single one of my statements.
Yeah. A yes or no would be fine.
Yes, yes, no, no, no.
Aw.
When the doors open, the woman in the middle says, "Thank God. Thank God you're here. Please. I need your help."
A tee hee hee.
"I can help you by making you a sandwich." I'd like to just go and collect cushions and pile them on top of each other.
All right. As you enter the room.
Delicious.
The Thayan warriors attack.
Aw.
You're so weak.
Jackson, you're first.
Sweet. I will cast Blade Ward on myself.
Okie dokie. You extend your hand and trace a sigil of warding in the air. Until your next turn, you have resistance against bludgeoning, piercing, and slashing damage dealt by weapons.
Neat.
Dusha, it's your turn.
So, are we in initiative?
Yes.
I'm going to cast Reduce on Jackson.
Make me littler. All
right.
Littler, cheekier.
I don't walk down the stairs. I cast it from the top if I can.
Easier to cause mischief if I'm tiny.
Let him be silly in there. He's playing with his new friends.
He's having a good time, my boy.
You need to step into the doorway, but you can cast it upon him.
Yep. Reduce.
Jackson, do you want to resist?
No.
Little boy.
Little boy. Give me a little boy's funeral.
Your size is halved in all dimensions. Your weight is reduced to 1/8 of normal.
1/8 of normal?
Whoa, yeah. I'm small.
Yes. Yes, you are. You are as big as a cat.
Nimble! Little boy!
You have disadvantage on strength checks and strength saving throws. Your weapon attacks are now reduced in damage. And that's it. There are no other bonuses.
Are you kidding me? This rolls.
Is there no benefits?
No.
Huh. That's why you let me do it.
Yeah, for the thrill.
I thought I'd let you do this. Yeah. It won't let me make you small. Look, you're small. You're as big as a cat.
That's so good.
All right.
I want to stay like this forever.
Then it is Zamet's turn.
I like to go to the top of the stairs and release my snakes.
Ah, clever.
All right. Your snakes enter the room, but they're not going to be able to attack this turn.
Get them, boys.
Then it is the Thayan warriors' turn. They start hacking their way through some snakes.
Hey, lucky.
Yeah, there's 8 of them.
How many attacks do they get?
If they get 2 each, oh no.
All 8 of your snakes are cut down.
Fuck!
This is sort of a bit of a trend for you, Samet.
Fuck!
I notice.
My little boys.
Your snacks.
It's Adam's turn. Hmm? Adam gets into the room, moves up to them, and says, "Hello." That's his turn.
Bless that boy.
I love him so much. Never change. Hey, they have weapons. If we kill them,
you can take them.
We can actually have weapons.
That'd be nice.
That'd be super great.
Oh, I've got daggers.
I've got a big lollipop.
I've also got a crossbow.
Hmm. Huh. Give me that crossbow.
What if we needed to hit something at range? You know? Throw it out. That'd be my suggestion.
Break it.
Yeah. Shalandra also moves into the room.
If you break
then
it, no one else can use
it. It is Jackson's turn.
That's true.
Am I in a position to get sneak attack in any way, shape, or form?
To get sneak attack?
Yeah.
Like enemies fighting? Facing you?
Yeah, but am I fighting alongside other enemies?
Yeah, if you just took a step forward, you'd be fighting alongside Adam.
Okay, I'll do that and stab with a dagger.
Tee-hee-hee.
What are you aiming for?
Balls.
They're balls.
The ghoulies is what I call them.
Is your dagger also...
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Small or all
the old
like, as
meat
big.
And two veg.
My dagger is enlarged. Like
what
a big
weapon
sword.
Are you using?
Dagger. Which is a finesse, according to my sheet.
You don't have a dagger.
Then I have one. I have two daggers. I gave one
you
to him.
You gave one up to get your club?
No, I thought I gave up my... Oh, my rapier went to...
And your club.
Oh, in that case, I won't sneak attack. I'll just whack him in the knees with my lollipop.
All right.
Choose not to use a sneak attack because you gave away all your weapons?
Well, I can't sneak attack with anything that's not a finesse weapon or ranged. And I have neither.
You can use your sling, but you need to catch them unawares. All right. You hit.
Clock.
Oh, wait. Do you?
Hee-hee.
No, you miss with your club, but that's fine. You can only do a one damage.
That's all right. Hey,
take it. Doucher, it's your turn.
Sweet. Might be time for me to cast Friends again.
Hell yeah.
I reckon.
Who are you casting it on? Oh, wait. Do you cast it on yourself?
I wish I was my own best friend.
For the duration, you have advantage. Oh, yeah. You just cast it on yourself. All right. You cast Friends upon yourself. What do you want to do?
How long does it last for?
Last for a minute.
Okay.
Hey, leave my sons alone. We're friends. That's what I say.
Calling from the back after one of your friends. Oh, sons.
Somebody in the
kneecap somebody.
Maybe it was just part of my dance.
The magic of Friends weaves the words before you, making them seem the most, like, of the words. It's like the words are coming out of you and the magic is weaving through them, stabbing through the most favorable words and forcing them to the forefront. Unfortunately, your bonus to this roll is 2. So there's only so much the magic. It's not a wizard. It's just magic.
Not a miracle maker, okay?
Unfortunately, it does not look like you have influenced anyone in the room one bit.
Mm. Nuts. Tried my best.
Yeah. You gave it your all.
Cool. I'm just going to reach into my good friend Dad's backpack and grab his crossbow and quills. I'm just gonna.
That is okay, Mule. Cool. You can have my crossbow.
Mule with a crossbow. Well, I never.
I've seen it all. My little boy is now a little boy, and my mule is shooting my crossbow.
Gee
I like
whiz.
Our communal weapons. It's nice.
Yeah. We only Friendship. Need one set. I don't need any. Just my all-day soccer.
Just your... Oh, it's the lollipop.
Yep. Yeah.
Like, what the... Fuck! Did you?
I want to give you. If you want to give this dagger to little boy Jack,
no, because I'll throw a knife. Really
It'll embed in my head, and I'll just pull it out with my brain.
Whoever Adam is near or has attacked, has Adam done anything?
Attack the southernmost Thayan warrior. You strike him. The crossbow bolt gets him center in the chest, dealing 10 points of damage.
Okay, cool.
Got him.
Then it is their turn.
All right. Now, just a reminder, my max HP is
11?
Something close to 11.
Mine's 15.
Yeah, no good.
I'm currently on 5.
Oh, Adam says that. All right, and then the Thayan warriors attack. 3 of them attack you, Jack.
All right.
Why does Adam go, oh?
Because he's seen that they're violent. Previously, he thought they were peaceful pillow dwellers.
Oh, that's right.
Oh.
I forget how
he's a simple boy.
Simple Adam is.
He's my son.
I like how brave Jackson is to assume he knows what's going on.
Oh, I figured it out.
A classic have been deceived by confidence. All right, Jackson.
Yes,
one
what's
of them
up?
Scores a simple hit on you, dealing
D8 plus 3, dealing only 4 points of damage.
Okay. That's wow. Cool.
I forgot only 4 points is quite a lot for you.
Yeah, it's hefty.
Then another one gets a critical hit.
Okay. Uncanny dodge. Can I uncanny dodge?
All right, you'll take half damage from this.
That sounds good.
This is, what is it, slashing? Wild swing. Any creature within 5 feet of you and your attacker. No, there's no.
Nobody within 5 feet. We can't just use that one?
No.
Okay.
Something slipped, quadruple damage, and Tracy is reduced by a D8 for a D8 round. Let's use this one, I reckon.
Oh, tee-hee.
Tee-hee. You take 16, 32. Let's half that, 16 points of damage.
That's lucky, because I'd be dead if I
did. You wouldn't be dead. I mean, you'd be very close to death. All right.
So what is Jackson's max HP at the moment?
Jackson's maximum HP of 34.
Oh, okay. I thought it was 15 for some reason.
Ask me where it started.
No, 15 is my max HP.
Yeah. Where did it start?
63.
Hey!
That's pretty good.
Not quite half.
Yeah, mine went from 45 to 15.
Yeah.
What happened?
We let bad vampires things. Suck
no,
us.
I know what happened.
I know, but I was there, man. Okay.
Having a vampire suck my bits out.
Yeah.
And not the good bits.
Not the good bits that you want a vampire to suck out of your body. Like Jesus.
The Thane Warriors.
Let's explore that.
The Thane Warriors move past.
Can
Adam
a vampire
without
suck
him
jizz
stopping.
Out of your balls through your neck?
Yes, if he sucks hard enough.
The fuck is wrong with you guys?
You haven't heard
Hang
our
on,
show.
What happened?
The Thane Warriors move past Adam. He does not oppose them.
Well, all right.
And then,
that's interesting.
Has Adam remembered where we came from? That can't be true because we're different people.
And then Shalindra takes 14 points of damage.
If you'll recall.
Why did he say oh and then let them pass?
Does she get an attack of op? Does Maybe. Jack get an attack of op?
Yeah. Can I whop him with
no,
my...
No, Jackson's dying. Of course he doesn't get an attack of opportunity.
Why not? Can I weakly reach out to them and graze them with my sticky fingers?
You gently brush them with your sticky fingers as they pass.
I leave.
It'd be funny they turn around and just stab you through the head.
Stand on my eyes.
All right. And then it's Adam's turn. Adam turns around and attacks Shalindra.
Oh.
Why? She says.
All right.
Okay.
Maybe Adam's one of these Thay boys now.
Hey, can you
both
dispel?
Of Adam's attacks miss. Shalindra looks genuinely very worried.
Never meet your hero, Shalindra.
She backs up. And then it is Jackson. You have one failed seventh throw.
I do a big sick up, but like a child sick. I've trained my gut perfectly. To replicate a child's
so
vomit.
I'd usually cast Dispel Magic at this point, but I've used all my third level spells.
Yeah, it would have been really helpful for the enchantment that Adam's under.
You made it flicker, remember?
So what I might do is I'll cast Reduce on Adam.
All right.
That's clever.
It'll concentrate the magic. There's less room for it to move around in.
He's more magic now than ever.
I can't remember what my plan was before that. I think I was... I don't know.
Adam passes his constitution saving throw. He does not get smaller.
It's cool that we're going to have to kill Adam.
That is absolute dog shit.
Oh, yeah. You're going to kill Adam.
We're
going
to have to kill Adam. It's true.
Is that what's about
That's
to happen?
That's what's going to occur, yeah.
All right.
I birthed him. I can unbirth him.
You brought him into this world.
I will
world.
Start climbing the walls.
Good strat.
All right.
We're here again.
The walls inside or outside the doorway?
Outside the doorway. Do I have to reload a crossbow as well, yeah?
Yeah, crossbow requires both hands. You can't use it while climbing.
Same situation as before.
Can I attach it with my feet?
Trying to take your pants off.
It requires two hands to use.
Dang.
It's worth noting that after Adam revealed that, he took a big victory ship.
Yeah, it was good.
It was very good. Stay onto the ceiling? Like, basically walk on the ceiling with my feet.
You're
like,
not a gecko.
Yeah, you don't you're a cat do man. That with you. You need at least 3 points of contact.
Nah.
Just throw your crossbow at one of them. Give in.
I'll start heading back. Oh, Jackson's got the stone.
He does.
A tee-hee. Another okay. Cheeky boy jape from me.
I am going to. I would like to climb on the walls.
Uh-huh.
Tabaxi sprint to Jack.
All right.
Over, so I don't, yeah, so they can't hit me.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'll say you can. All right, okay. You get to, you are over Jackson. Uh-huh. That cost you only 30 feet. You actually don't even need a tabaxi sprint just yet.
Okay, cool. I would like to jump down, grab the stone.
If you jump down, you're going to take 3d6 points of damage, and that will require your tabaxi sprint.
Okay.
So let's do it.
All right, just letting you know.
All right, let's give it a go.
Somewhere where if I keep moving, no attacks of ops.
You take 10 points of damage.
Oof.
You grab the stone, then what's your plan?
Tabaxi sprint up the wall and out.
All right, you can move back up the wall, but that's it.
Sick.
All right, you're still in this room. That was Zamet's turn.
Like to, as you reach the stone, half conscious, you caught me. and I vomit a child's vomit.
Can I cast a spell and then tabaxi sprint?
Well, you've just used your tabaxi sprint, so you can't use it again until you've spent an entire round.
Oh, no, as in, can I cast a spell, then, as in before I tabaxi sprint?
You used all of your actions. You've used literally everything this turn.
Just wondering.
Yeah, unfortunately, no. And then it is their turn. The Thayan warriors are coming after JD. Uh-huh.
That's no good.
That's weird. I wonder why.
Yeah, but I'm their friend.
Yeah.
Shalindra tries, as she's backing up, to attack the Thayan warriors trying to get past her, but no go.
It's almost like she's disillusioned.
Yeah. Like maybe she's like, these people were not the heroes of legend.
I'm glad to the lady who was in the room, like, are you evil as well? I assume, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I forgot there was that lady. She probably remembers us, apparently.
Shalindra takes 14 points of, 12 points of damage as one of the Thayan warriors advances. And then as another one advances, all right, she manages to fend off one, but the other one scores several good hits on her. Then it is Adam's turn.
Goodbye, Thalandro.
Goodbye, Jackson.
Goodbye.
Oh,
goodbye, Jackson.
That's sad.
Goodbye,
Adam.
Dusha.
Puts his scimitar over his head.
He's gonna slice my belly again.
He beheads Jackson.
Rest in peace.
Wig falls off.
Wig falls off to reveal my bald head.
Wait,
man.
No.
He was actually a man the whole time.
Wait, no.
What?
What'd
Didn't
you say?
You say but wait. No? Mm-hmm. Does he you not behead me?
Yeah. Sorry. No, actually. He's going to go after Zamet.
No. Adam. All right.
I'll Jackson, unbehended. Day. Unbehended.
Adam walks up to the wall that you're on, Zamet, looks up at you, hefts the scimitar you gave him in both hands, and throws it at you.
Oof.
What weapon do you think Adam thinks he has? That's what I'd like to know.
Oof.
A javelin.
But he
the scimitar is not aerodynamic at all.
Might spin like a wheel.
Zamet, you take 8 points of damage.
Oof.
That's good.
All right. Then.
No, he's disarmed.
Hey, that's true. Now he's just a fella.
Then it is back to the top. Jackson.
Okay, how am I doing?
That's another failed saving throw, my friend.
Oh, yeah.
Pass away in your own filth.
Do
what I like to hear.
This is a tough one because it might be my last move.
Oh, it is. Oh, they forgot to attack you. Oh, well. Yeah, you get an extra turn.
I'm gonna...
You shouldn't have this turn.
You're living a borrowed time, cowboy.
I'm going to cast my last second level spell.
Ooh.
Reduce on myself.
He's clever.
And scramble through them.
Shockingly, that does allow you to do that.
Yes.
All right.
Genius.
They will both get an attack of opportunity on you, however.
Nah, don't know about that.
Your AC is...
Live another day. Boop. Little boy times. Little dad. Little dad coming to rescue his little boy.
Make a little dad funeral.
You take 18 points of damage. Oh. You get to the other side. And then from you start rolling down the stairs.
So 5 negative 18 is... Oh, no, I'm unconscious.
All right. That was Dusher.
Boys in a pile.
Zamet.
Oh, I would like to sprint back the way we came.
You can't. There's two Thayan warriors blocking the doorway. You're on the roof, but you got to go through the door. You actually
They've already taken their attacks of op, haven't they?
You don't know that.
I'm still going to run.
You actually can't get past them, though.
Can I barrel through?
You could try to force your way past them. That would be a roll.
Okay. It's the only thing I can do, Adam.
I'm going to move Disher out of the way.
Rest in peace, JD.
I'll be fine.
You try to hip and shoulder your way past them, but your strength is 6.
And then instead of hip and shoulder,
there's no tumbling in fifth ed.
Okay. Fuck. Fuck. Feck.
All right.
Can I back away?
No, you can't. You would have used your entire dash to get to the door this time. All right.
Yeah.
It's their turn.
Uh-huh. Well, they're douching me. I'm kind of safe.
We'll be fine. They're nowhere near us. Yeah. We're having a big sleep. The big sleep.
Yeah. Having a sweet old nap.
All right. Things are not looking good for Shalendra.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I never became attached to her, so I don't mind.
Who's she?
I think her name was Shadow Cat.
Yeah. Flotsam and Jotsam.
Shadow Flush, maybe. Yeah, yeah.
Wasn't that lady that was already in this room and not that lady that accompanied us and was like, you're my heroes? Because I don't remember that lady.
Who was the lady we met in the big temple?
She takes 29 points of damage and goes down.
Mm.
She'll be fine.
Yeah. She's just napping with
us. She just needs to get a couple of saving throws in her. She'll be right as rain.
She'll be good to go.
Zammit, one critical hit.
Oh, that's rough.
Slashed ankles, triple damage, and you were knocked prone.
Thick.
Make a DC 14 constitution saving throw when attempting to get back up. On a failed save, you are unable to do so.
That's a shame. You're Achilles, I imagine.
Yeah,
you take 30 points of damage.
Oh, wow.
That's not that much.
That's basically nothing, you baby. Yeah.
You take another 3 points of damage from falling.
Woof. All right, you were on the roof.
Do I fall down the
and
stairs?
The other one just lays into you. You take 13 more points of damage.
Oof.
Right.
Ow.
Maybe we should have surrendered.
When?
Tee-hee.
We're trying to get that stone.
We need to get that stone and bring it back to the big mum in space.
Yeah.
Or whoever that lady was.
Presumably that's all she wants us stairs. To come back.
Yeah.
As he approaches you, he reaches out and one of the Thane warriors gives him a sword. Shalendra attacks him as he walks past, but it just bounces off his shield.
He doesn't know.
He gets up to you, and you
he's
can
such
see
a good boy.
He's such he's a been good enchanted.
Boy. I'm your mule. You wouldn't put down your mule, would you? Let me carry things for you. I'll carry anything you want.
Adam looks down at you with his big dopey grin and says, "I'm sorry, but you've got to die."
Aww. Aww, he don't know.
He mightn't be enchanted either. That just sounds like a normal thing he'd say. Yeah.
I'm basically a horse with a broken leg at this point.
You take 20 points of damage.
Oof.
You're on 4 hit points.
Oh wow.
Oof.
Does it count?
How many hit points is Adam on?
How many hit points is Adam on? Why, he's on 159.
He's the hero. He's the hero of this
he's
story.
The hero of today's narrative.
Shalendra was down when she took a swipe at him. Oh, whatever. She like...
she fell, yeah.
Dying
sticky
from the
fingers.
Ground.
Sticky fingers on the ankle.
Jackson. Hey, a successful saving throw.
Oh, hey, that's good. Because
I suck in some child vomit.
You would have... nutrients.
Did you just say I suck in some child vomit?
Yeah, every time I... twice, and then he sucked it back in for nutrients.
Every failed throw, I vomit up a child's vomit, which I've trained my gut perfectly to replicate. Gotta keep the illusion alive.
Yeah.
I also cry child tears.
Do you get a successful saving throw? Zammit, what are you doing?
Okay. Can I...
You're lying next to Dusha.
Okay. Can I...
Crawl in him.
Crawl in him.
Hey, get out of there.
Can I crawl up the ceiling without getting hit? Is that even possible?
You get up. That's 15 feet. You have 45 feet of movement, and that is your entire turn left.
Okay.
So you can try climbing up, but all of them are going to make an attack of opportunity.
Okay. How about I raise my hands and surrender? I will heal you guys. I'll carry your things. I just need not even a 3 square meals a day. I'll be your loyal whatever you want.
Literally,
you want a dog? I'll be your dog.
One of the Thane warriors puts a hand on your shoulder, and for a brief moment, you think you're about to be fine. And then he stabs a dagger into the back of your head.
Jerk.
You take 5 points of damage.
Oh, boy. Oof.
As you fall down, Zammit, you see the last thing is that woman in the room approaching Adam, putting a hand on his shoulder and saying, "Good, now kill yourself." Adam brings the box on up to his own neck and splits his own throat open.
Wow.
Adam collapses as well.
How do me and Do should do, though?
One by one, the Thane warriors go to each of you and cut your heads off.
Huh. Well, that's interesting.
Collected.
Taken
to the gatehouse that you entered through, put on pikes and set outside.
So how did we do?
Did you know if you dealt Adam any damage, he would have woken up? Any damage, 1 point of damage, and he would have been like, "What?"
Well, we were on the ground.
And so... how did we
What percentage did we get through this campaign? Yeah.
All right, so you got through room one. Room one, couldn't finish it. I had to come in with the other guy who was like, "What is that fucking racket?
What's that ruckus?"
Room two, you had 12 people helping you.
Room three,
you did not enter because you were afraid of the vampire.
We were terrified.
Room four was like just a weird, not even trap room.
Yeah.
And then you died in room five.
How many?
How many rooms?
Can you just show us the full map if that's okay?
Yeah.
All right. Hang on.
I would love to see.
Okay, it's zooming out quite a lot.
Yeah, that's a significant zoom out.
No, you don't even know. All right. So, you see yourselves here in the top corner.
Okay.
Yeah.
You went into this room.
Yeah.
You went into this room.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you went into this room.
Yeah. Okay.
And then you died.
Basically the tiny corner of the entire map. There's a forest in there. Wow.
So are we happy to say maybe not zero maybe like
20%.
Yeah. Like at least 20%.
Yeah.
I don't think you were 20% of one area. This vault was divided into several sections.
Uh-huh.
I think like 8 sections in total. I don't think I would say you did 20% of the section you were
okay,
in.
Okay. So is this
Plumbing Boys zero?
Still a zero.
D&D, Dungeons and Dragons, 5?
They're currently at 5. It's
so
5
if you
nil.
Were curious... You did 4 rooms out of a grand total of 107 rooms.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, 107 rooms. It's 107 rooms, and then the final chamber.
Sure, of course.
Yeah.
So look, plumbing boys. We've that means you know.
We got close this time.
We'll get them next time. We'll get them next time. Absolutely.
Exactly. Yeah. Look. Honestly, this has been our practice batting. Yeah. Like, this practice is all warming up for what will eventually be us being...
All these dungeons.
These are just the piss dungeons.
Yeah.
These are the small dungeons. We didn't have to bring our A game.
Yeah, these are for babies.
Exactly.
I didn't want to even do these dungeons because they're
it's
so easy.
It's the last one that matters.
Yeah. Even Michael Jordan missed some of the shots he took.
Exactly.
Greg Norman didn't hit every hole in one.
You know, it's simple, is it? We're just warming up. We're stretching out.
Exactly.
And yeah, we'll be back next time for something.
Against the giants.
See?
Oh.
That's easy. I'll just use in large heaps.
Make them too big in my heart attack.
Oh, you don't know what you'll be next.
Next question.
With our heroes in their shallow little boy graves, we close this chapter and chalk it up as another win for D&D. Will the Plumbing Boys ever succeed? Find out next time on The Plumbing Boys Play/Ruin. Against the Giants.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.